Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today's episode is going to be about the game You Don't Know Jack. It was recently released for all major platforms, and I got the PS3 version. What's nice about it compared to the previous games is that it has four players instead of three. There are 70 episodes. The way it's split up now, instead of, because the old games, you had a whole bunch of randomly selected questions, whereas in this game, it's 70 specific episodes with the same 10 questions with the same answers in the same order. So technically, you could come up with some kind of cheat sheet, but it does make things more streamlined and also lets jokes be able to carry on certain topics instead of being randomly shuffled together. And the same old categories are there, Dis or Dat and the Jack Attack, but there's also new ones called Who's the Dummy, which Cookie Masterson, the host, uses a ventriloquist dummy and also mispronounces stuff. And Funky Trash, where he goes through trash bins and you're supposed to identify whose trash it is. But what's interesting is the comparisons between each version of the game. The DS version only has 30 episodes instead of 70, does not have the extra downloadable content. They are releasing new 10-episode packs at $5 each. And in order to play, it only has two player. And one person uses the D-pad, and the other person uses the face buttons. So basically, you can see what the other person's doing, whereas all the other systems are more discreet in terms of they can pick something, and you can't necessarily tell what answer they picked. And the PC version, which has usually been the only one and the best one, only has three players, and does not have downloadable content. It does not have online play. Oh, the DS doesn't have online play either. And the Wii version has four players, but no bonus content, no downloadable packs, and the 360 version has online play, whereas the Wii version doesn't. The 360 version you have to pay for Xbox Live. So the reason I got the PS3 version, it has all these features and free online play. So I would recommend that would be the best version to pick up. Oh, and trophies / achievements, depending on what you're going for, which are also very entertaining, just because one of the trophies is play on the 4th of July, instead of celebrating the holiday, or play five games on a Friday or a Saturday night, single-player games, basically, and other ones where you lose $1 million in Jack Attack. But in general, it's very fun. They recently lowered the price to $20. I bought it when it was 30. I would say it was definitely worth the $30. I would say it's really worth $20 now, and if you ever get the chance to pick it up, it's a good game. Another game I'd like to talk about quickly is called Stacking. It's available online on the PS3 or the 360. It was a free extra for people who got PlayStation Plus, and it's about a character named Charlie. He's a Russian stacking doll, and the objective is to solve these various puzzles by stacking into other dolls that have certain special abilities. Now, the great thing about it is that you can't die, you can't lose. You just take as much time as you need in order to solve the puzzle, in order to figure out what dolls you need to stack into and what abilities you need to use in order to solve this puzzle. And there's all kinds of, you know, specific levels. There's a train ride, and there's other different places. It's all very set in the 20s and 30s, so it has a very old-timey feel to it and very classic. And I only beat it in like a couple of hours, so it's rather short. So for the $15 that they're asking for it, I would say it's not really worth it. Wait till it gets a little cheaper, or get it like I did on PlayStation Plus for free, and it's definitely at least worth a tryout. There's also the playable demo on the Xbox Live version that there isn't on the PlayStation Network, so you can at least give it a try there for free. That's about all the time I've got. If you'd like to send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com, or follow my Twitter feed at Dilbert42, and hopefully have another episode pretty soon.